time is 9 o'clock on the morning of the 2nd of October, 1987, and here is the news. The earthquake which hit Los Angeles yesterday is now thought to have killed 6 people and injured over 100. The amount of damage to property is estimated.
And at the Tory Party conference in Blackpool, Margaret Thatcher has told delegates that she wants at least 7 more years in power. Her speech was greeted with a standing...
While its latest economic report acknowledges the dizzying rise in share prices over the past few years, it sounds a note of caution, pointing out that share values are unlikely to rise.
Storms which battered southern England overnight have left at least 15 people dead and a trail of destruction worth hundreds of millions of pounds. The Meteorological Office admits that it may have been at fault in not foreseeing... Arcady by Guy Meredith, with Harriet Walter as Liz and Michael Kitchen as Malcolm.
So basically it's Victorian, right? And all the bits that aren't Victorian?
Oh, post-Victorian.
Oh, thank you. No, but more specifically.
Pre-war.
Pre-any number of wars, actually. But the point is, it's listed, isn't it? I have seen the list. It's a preeminent example
of how you're not allowed a loft conversion for that much-needed 15th bedroom.
Go on, sneer. You don't have it, so sneer. There you go. The summit. Views all over South London.
It's totally black.
No, it's a mixed community. And what you see is night, plus poorly maintained street lighting.
Nick!
Malcolm!
Come on, tell me I'm brilliant, please.
Malcolm, you are brilliant. You've raised a 400 grand mortgage,
which makes you slightly higher geared than the Porsche outside.
Investment, Nick. What do you think we'd do during the day?
You bought something the Queen wouldn't look askance at if it was the right side of the river.
No, forget it. This is the last housewarming I invite you to. Come on, Nigel, I'll carry you down.
Nigel?
Up to the Chancellor. He's fat, he's clever.
And he's with us forever.
The awful, really scandalous thing is that I don't feel I should apologize for the place.
Nobody's asking you to.
I know, but look at this kitchen. The fun I've had finding enough electrodomestics to fill it.
You'll have contributed a lot of packing cases to the homeless.
Oh, that's it, Karen. I should feel terribly guilty, and I don't. I don't even feel guilty about not feeling guilty.
Liz, it's a beautiful house. You've been through a lot, and you deserve it. You'll take care of it, and you'll be very happy here.
I know we will. We already are. And you?
I make do.
Look, Karen... I've been wanting to say, I know you're not terribly keen on Malcolm, but he's been very good to me.
And he's been very good for you. I can see that, and I'm pleased for you both.
Thanks. It means a lot.
And here we are again.
Luckily, Mal took his route map. Lovely shack, Liz. Congratulations.
Actually, Nick's seething because he didn't negotiate his own mortgage subsidy up to 70k.
Correction. On the grounds that I might someday want to leave Marsden Lessiter, I refrain.
Well, leave Marsden Lessiter. Listen, as soon as I'm a partner, you're fired anyway.
Oh, Nick. This is Karen.
Yeah, sorry. Karen's in international charity. South American specialist, is that right?
That's right.
Well, which means you two have a lot in common, because Nick's very big on one of Colombia's main exports.
Okay, thanks, Mal.
What, do you trade in coffee futures or something?
No. It's Mal's joke. Look, do you want to bop for a bit? Then I'd like to hear what you do, honestly.
Oh, I don't really. Karen's a great dub.
I'm not.
But... Okay.
Let's go.
Well, here we go. Friends, champagne. Isn't it great to have so many, to have so much?
There is some cocaine knocking about. It's not a very good idea with a police station over the road.
Police are there to protect the likes of us, Liz. And you know what else?
What?
I love you very much indeed.
And I love you too, even more.
Oh! You all right?
No!
Drink. Symbolism, we got it all. Who wants it?
You're all right?
Mm-hmm.
Not too many people.
I can handle anything now.
Well, in that case, come to bed.
Did you notice Nick and Karen left together?
Sure, I haven't had breakfast. Of course, it's probably what he's hoping for.
You have a one-track mind.
No sentiment, no romance, that's me. Mm. Except, you know what I was thinking? While we were waiting for people to arrive.
But no one was going to.
Well, apart from that, I was remembering when I was a kid above the pub. 100 drunken Irishmen downstairs and me in my candle-wick dressing gown.
Why did it remind you?
Because that place was vast, too. Seemed vast.
Were you frightened?
No, but it was grim. I knew very early on I wanted something better out of life.
And you've got it. This place is warm and friendly. And ours.
Mm.
And we can fill it. With kids.
As soon as we've broken the back of the mortgage.
Mm. Only one thing scares me anymore. And it's just a thought. The thought was what would have happened to me if we hadn't met. Thanks for everything, Malcolm. Malcolm?
The 7:15 in the Kennel Street.
Have a coffee, at least.
Time. Are you coming?
I'm not interviewing till 9.
Oh, personnel. Why didn't I follow my own advice?
Because we don't get huge lunch breaks in the wine bar. It's 5 minutes to the station.
Okay, give me a coffee. Well, there's one positive side to all this, you know. As long as the markets are moving, someone's getting a slice of the action. Black, please, black, no milk.
Didn't you sleep?
Someone, and it could be us. We could do very well out of this if we play our cards right.
Us?
Mother and Lesa. Look, I don't know what time I'm going to be back, okay?
Okay, I'm meeting Karen. Anyway.
Well, give her my love or something. Bye.
Malcolm?
What?
Were you up in the night?
Liz, it's 10 past. I'll see you.
Cheers. What sort of noises?
I don't know. Just a couple of times. I was probably dreaming.
Are you worried about burglars?
With a police station opposite? It's nothing frightening.
Probably the sound of previous residents still reaching you through infinite space.
You do think the house is too large, don't you?
Liz, it's your house. What do you want me to say?
How's Nick?
Touché. He's a pig. He's conspicuous consumption personified. I don't understand why I keep going out with him.
Because he's attractive.
Daniel Ortega's attractive. I've got more in common with the Sandinistas. No, I know what it is. It gives me a feeling of security.
I know what you mean.
No, you don't. I mean, the more time I spend with him, the more certain I am that I'm right and he's wrong. Sorry. Am I being aggressive?
No more than usual.
The annual report. Trying to lever all that misery into 16 pages. Gets to you.
It got to me.
Everyone sends their love, anyway, from the center.
I suppose they despise me rather, don't they? At the center.
That, Liz, is not only untrue, it's unpardonably self-indulgent. If you have a breakdown, people feel sorry for you. They care about you.
Until you're over it. And then if you emerge as a personnel manager in the city...
They think you've changed, that's all.
Yes, I have. I know I have. But it's not necessarily for the worse. That's what I want you all to understand.
Liz,
I went to work at the center because I felt the crooked fingers of the world's poor pointing directly at me. I couldn't bear the guilt, and I thought that if I could do nothing better, at least I could share it. But what I found were a group of people who could tot up figures on starvation and then go out for an Indian meal.
What do you expect us to do?
Yes, you're right. I was being unreasonable. I was too sensitive. I needed to do more and care less. That's what Malcolm showed me. But getting the access card out once a year for Band-Aid may not just be better for me, it's better for the Third World as well.
Liz, we all realize that. Only what? Only I wish you could have worked it out for yourself, that's all.
Karen, Malcolm didn't hijack me. He saw the state I was in a year ago and looked after me. He found me a job I enjoyed.
Which you could have applied for.
Even the size of the salary would have scared me off. Malcolm can be very kind, Karen. You don't realize.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't criticize.
You only dislike him for what he does, what he represents, not for what he is.
You're right. I keep seeing Nick, so you must be right. Have another drink.
No. No, I won't, thanks.
You're not hurt, are you?
No. Honestly. But I better get back. There's a lot to do around the house.
Excuse me, sir.
No.
Mr. Jennings.
What time is it, Harry?
Half nine, sir. Just during the rounds. The rest of the place is empty.
Oh, really? Well, if there's no one to spot me working late, I shall go and tell the MD I was here till 11 if you see him, will you?
That'll help me, sir.
Financial strategy, eh? I dream financial strategy. I dream, can you believe this, that I don't know what it means. Sometimes in my very worst dreams, I dream that it means nothing at all. And then I wake up, and the FT's on the doormat and all's well with the world. That can't be a very healthy sign, though, can it? Must indicate some underlying doubts, I would have said. What do you think are the most important things in life, Harry?
Your health, sir. Your family.
Oh, well, then I'm a very lucky man, aren't I? I've got a beautiful wife who's very intelligent and very popular. She is popular, isn't she?
Seems to be, sir.
Yeah. And she puts up with me, with my ambition and my obsessiveness and, why do you think she does that? Why do you think she does that, Harry?
Well, I say she feels quite strongly towards you, sir.
Yes. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. Good night, Harry.
Good night, Mr. Jennings.
Hello, house. You have a name too, shouldn't you? What do you think? Shaynu. Dun Roman. Liz Mal. Mal Liz. Mal Liz. Hello? Malcolm? Next door. Next door.
Mum, Dad, Joyce and Christine from Myra in Maidstone. All big Slade fans. Well, I hope you're old enough to remember this from 1973.
And God
save us all, said Tiny Tim.
Did he? Didn't he actually say God bless
us? No, this was in the sequel. He went into business with his dad.
Cratchit and Cratchit Financial Consultants. They build a huge commercial empire, which Queen Victoria dubs a model captors enterprise, then lose everything in junk American railroad bonds. Tiny Tim throws himself off London Bridge, and the last thing we see is a pair of Cratchits being washed out past Southend.
Do you know something I don't?
No. Christmas always makes me pessimistic.
Where's Karen?
Look, that's got nothing to do with it. It's Karen's work party tonight as well. They have Christmas crackers with jokes in Nicaraguan and paper peasant hats instead of crowns. Anyway, it's an open relationship.
Oh, yeah? What does that mean?
But I'm going to end up in the back of a taxi with the dirty blonde from accounts.
Oh, dear, life's a bitch.
Yeah. Liz looks good.
Hmm? Oh, right. Thanks.
How's the house?
Same as ever. The houses change. Hey, you should come round.
Karen said something about noises.
What?
That Liz was hearing noises. She's all right, is she?
Well, you just bloody said she was all right, didn't you?
Okay, now, take it easy.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm a bit pissed off. I'm in tomorrow. We've got to sort out this drop in market turnover.
Tomorrow, decisions, buy aspirin, sell lunch.
No, we can get on top of it. Really, cheap shares mean a great climate for mergers, so we shift emphasis. Consultancy, funding.
Strategy. I'm only a trader. Tell me when it's decided and I'll action it. Oh, Liz will be in line for a rise. That's the third director she's danced with tonight.
Oh, she's good at her job. Everyone appreciates it.
Sure. Karen was just worried, that's all. About a relapse.
Well, she's not having one. Everything's fine.
What are you doing?
Ringing home.
What for? It was there in 10 minutes. Everything okay, Malcolm?
Where's he going? This driver knows South London like the back of his head.
He didn't enjoy the party.
And you didn't leave the answer phone on. You were last out, Liz, for God's sake.
I'm sure I did. Or maybe you've got a wrong number, those phones.
These phones cost 1,500 quid a piece. They don't get wrong numbers.
Let me try. You don't like me dancing with other men.
I don't give a damn. You're in the back of the cab with me, aren't you?
What then?
I don't like you running a house down.
Don't...
Look, it means a lot to me. It's not just bricks and mortar, it's an achievement. It's a measure of how far I've come. I mean, my parents were pig ignorant. The only thing my father knew was how to break up bar fights with a chair leg, and now we've got this place, and you run it down in front of other people.
Who said?
Noises. You keep mentioning noises. I mean, next door is flats, right? So if that's where they're coming from, the only people we need to tell are the neighbours.
What do you mean, if that's where they're coming from?
I'll go around in the morning and tear a couple of strips off. Oh, God, no, I can't.
Malcolm, if you're implying that I'm a magic...
Look, are there any messages or not?
I don't know. Machine must be broken.
Oh, great.
Because I'm sure I left it on. I'm certain I did. Did. Malcolm and Liz Jennings are not here at the moment. Please leave a message. Malcolm and Liz Jennings are not here at the moment. Why not? Who else is?
At the three-day Communist Party conference in Romania, President Ceausescu promised that domestic availability of meat and other foodstuffs would be improved significantly. But his overall assessment was that fundamental political change would not be needed.
While in the United States, Ivan Boesky was sentenced to 3 years in prison for insider trading offences on the New York Stock Exchange.
Gary Hart announced that he would be re-entering the race for the Democratic presidential nomination after his earlier withdrawal following revelations of his relationship with a young model.
And the international banking community has welcomed the prospect of an agreement with Mexico on the retirement of up to $20,000 million in outstanding debt. While Brazil may formally end its moratorium on foreign debt repayment.
Are you looking for help?
I'm sorry? Oh, yes. I was interested in local records, historical. Malvern Road in particular, if there are any documents.
I don't know. Let's look, shall we?
Do you, work in the library?
Me? No, I'm just one of the regulars. Me and Billy. Hey, Billy!
Where are you?
You'll wait forever for a librarian. Local history's over here.
What are you dying for?
Don't let me disturb you if you are reading the paper.
I've got all day. We're never in order, the books. Malvern Road?
Yes, where the police
station is, right. It's a good collection, but they don't look after it, that's the thing. What sort of information did you want?
About your house, the house we've moved into. Shall I?
No, that's too general. What number?
Sorry?
The house, what number is it?
Look, perhaps I should find a librarian.
You don't trust me, do you?
I'm sure you've got better things to do, honestly.
I don't have better things to do all week. That's why I'm here.
But
you're giving me something to do.
You're a student.
No.
Don't you have a job?
No.
It's number 58.
Look, the important thing is that we get the message across cleanly and quickly. These people are our biggest clients.
Malcolm, not only have you said that three times already, I knew it before I came round here. Now, much as I like to work weekends...
Yeah, but you're taking the bulk of the presentation. It's got to be slick. Not a word out of place.
If I diverge from script, shoot me where I stand. Now, talking of shooting, Spurs are at home and they might do a bit more of it with your support.
No, not today.
Come on. Got time for the trek across town, a couple of pints?
No, thanks. I want to polish up my summary.
Okay. I'll shout a couple of obscenities at the team on your behalf. I promised to remember you to them, but as they have some difficulty remembering each other... See you now.
Yeah. See you, Monday. We at Marsden Leicester think... No, we look on 1988 as a year of opportunity. It's a time for merging. It's a time for buying. We at Marsden Leicester. Overfeeding you, Nigel. You're even beginning to sound like your namesake.
Oh. No one's looked at these in ages. Parish of St. Dunstan's. Do you reckon that's it?
Possibly. I don't go to church.
Yep, St. Dunstan's. It's two streets further down. Big Gothic revival job.
You teach yourself, is that it? You sit there and read...
Ah, Malvern Road. There you go.
Can I ask you something? How old are you?
20. What's your interest in the house? Because it's listed, apparently. Do wonders for your property value. Is that it?
No. It's the history. Is there anything? I want to know who lived there, died there, perhaps.
No, not in this. Parish records, maybe, at the church.
That's not really that important.
Isn't it? Well, sorry to have wasted your time by trying to help you, then.
No, I didn't mean that.
Now, the fact that I've got all day doesn't mean you're not very busy.
I'm sorry. I'm being stupid. I really would like to find out about the house. My name's Liz, by the way. What's yours?
Paul.
Look, Paul, would you help me? You seem to know something about parish records.
Nothing at all. I'd just go there and I'd ask.
Perhaps you're thicker skinned than I am. It just seems walking into a church I'd no intention of attending.
Let me go. Wait till after Christmas when they're less busy and I'll do it.
No.
If you want me to, I'll do it.
Would you?
If you want me to.
Yes. Thank you.
Gentlemen and ladies, my colleague Nicholas Goodchild has given you the mechanics of the situation, and so I think it falls to me to sum up more broadly. Basically, the thoughts I want to leave you with are these. We at Marsden Leicester look on 1988 as a year of opportunity. It's a time for merging, it's a time for buying, with all the share price benefits that entails for both the target and the bidding companies. Now, the economy is still booming, and though there's some loose talk around the city of it overheating, we'll certainly be cracking up on...
Cracking down.
God, I'm sorry, yeah. Cracking up. Thank God the festivities are over. We at Marsden Leisure will be cracking down on any suggestions of that sort. Now, there's only one way to control an economy, and that's to show a united strength of purpose. Careless talk used to cost lives. Now it costs money.
Yes. Never seems to snow anymore. Be beautiful, wouldn't it? A churchyard covered in white. The snow falling faintly through the universe, and faintly falling, like the descent of their last end upon all the living and the dead. Do you know that? James Joyce.
You're researching, you say?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yes. Christenings are entered here. Subsequent volumes you'll find on the shelf. Burials are rather less well documented.
Oh, look at the headstones.
The yard became full around 1920. Weddings, on the other hand, are fully registered here by date.
Got some reading ahead of me,
eh? May I ask exactly what you're hoping to find, Mr...
You may ask, but as I didn't, I can't hope to enlighten you.
Ah.
Now then.
Well, I'll put the heating on for evensong. It may reach this radiator.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're not paying him? Certainly not. That would be an insult. He just wants to be kept busy. He wants to be useful. He wants to be wanted, I suppose.
Hmm.
Well, this bench seems to be dry.
You're still hearing the noises?
Oh, yes. It's a ghost, Karen. It's not frightening, but it's a ghost. I want to find out who it is, why it's there.
That's all. Malcolm's worried about you.
Oh, for God's sake!
Why shouldn't he be?
It's not that. It's the way he tells Nick. Nick tells you. You tell me. Malcolm and I do see each other, if only occasionally across the breakfast table.
Is he working long hours?
Isn't Nick? Since the crash, they reckon 10,000 jobs are going to go in the city.
You'd be the first to hear.
I'd be the first out the door. Look, snowdrops are up already. I planted bulbs in the garden, but they seem to prefer it underground.
Nothing like a park. Someone else does all the work. You've told Malcolm, have you? About this kid, Paul?
He's not exactly a kid.
He's just someone who needs guidance, careers advice, all the sort of things you probably get fed up dispensing during the day.
Karen,
There
is nothing of that about it.
Nothing of what?
Nothing of what you're implying. I like Paul, that's all. He's a bit odd, but he's a nice kid.
Except he's not a kid.
Look, if I haven't told Malcolm, there's only one reason. He doesn't believe in ghosts. He's too busy for the supernatural. He thinks anyone who wastes their time with it is crazy.
So?
But I'm not. I had a breakdown. It's in the past. I'm over it. I'm stronger than I've ever been. Don't I look well?
Yes, you do. Look a hell of a lot better than I do.
Oh, that, I'm afraid, is owing money.
I'm beginning to see the attractions. What are you going to do with this ghost when you find out who it is?
I don't know. I haven't thought. Give it some career guidance.
I know what I'm doing. I'm going to sort this out once and for all. TV. Oh, God, look at this. Liz.
What?
The mortgage.
Come on, Nigel.
Forget the bloody cat. We 200 extra quid a month. And that's just a 1% rise.
Let's see. Well, we knew.
You only think Lawson's going to suffer 1% the way the RPI is rising?
At least part of the loan subsidized.
Yeah, for the moment. Bonuses are going, salaries have been cut all over. Who's to say Marsden Leicester won't whip the subsidy away?
They couldn't. They'd be in breach of contract. They could declare redundancies if they want.
What? Will they?
For the sake, Malcolm, I don't know.
Why don't you? You're in personnel, aren't you?
Oh, so that's why you found me the job.
Liz, it's not a joke. If anything happens to my salary, you think we can survive on yours?
People survive on very little, believe me.
Believe you? You're an expert. You're an ex-charity worker.
Solution. If the worst comes to the worst, we can sell the house.
No, I'm not having that. No, this is our house.
Okay, then we can rent part of it, take in tenants.
Well, according to you, we already have them, don't we?
Malcolm, I understand you're under pressure at work, but I'm not going to let you take it out on me, and I'm not going to sit here while you say things like that.
Well, don't worry, you don't have to. I'm already late in.
I care for this house. I care for it a hell of a lot more than you do. For you, it's just a symbol. I live here.
I'll be back late.
Beagles Hotel, California. And travel update for today, 10th of August 1988. It's bad news for British Rail passengers into Cannon Street, I'm afraid.
Huh.
A whole hatful of cancellations there.
A whole hatful of cancellations there. Poor old Malcolm. Hey, Nigel?
Arcady. What do you make of that, eh, Billy? House used to be called Arcady. Yeah, it came up in a few of the records. The house is much older than the rest of the street, you can see that. Originally, it didn't have a number at all. Then they built the rest of Malvern Road, and it became 58.
Arcady?
Yeah, from the Latin, paradise.
And this is a list of everyone who lived there?
Yeah, everyone I could find. Well, there are gaps, but being the biggest house in the parish, people tended to make a thing of births, marriages, and deaths.
Not all the same family.
No, changed hands a few times. They've got one thing in common, though.
What? I don't see.
I'll look down this column. All the ones who died there lived to a ripe old age. 89, 92, 83, 87.
Poor Nigel.
Who?
My cat. An accident.
Well, run over.
No, he was... It's very good of you to have done all this work, Paul.
Well, that's that then, is it? Finished. I'm fired.
You don't have to put it that way.
Oh, fact of the matter.
No. The fact of the matter is that I'm very grateful, and I wondered if I could buy you lunch.
Oh, yes. On expenses.
I think you have a right to know why I wanted the information.
It's not necessary.
Paul, I need someone to talk to. Please.
They wouldn't give you a receipt here anyway. Not for double egg and chips.
We could have gone.
This is where I come. This is fine. Ghosts, eh?
I'm not sure how many. Perhaps only one. A woman, I think.
Well, lots of women on the list I gave you.
Yes.
Could have her exorcised.
I don't know. I thought she was friendly. Now I'm not so sure.
Maybe just moody.
Like you. Why don't you get a job, Paul? You're intelligent. You'd be successful. I could... Things are tight at the moment, but I could make inquiries.
No. Thanks.
Is it some sort of political protest?
No, it's how I want to live. Do you live how you want to?
I live well.
That wasn't the question, was it?
Not very long ago, a couple of years, I was living, not exactly like you, but without a lot of money, in a tiny bedsit working for a charity. I thought that was how I wanted to live, but then I realised that I didn't share the disinterested commitment of those around me. And I found I was adrift. My life had no direction, no idea where I was going, no idea what I needed. And yet what I needed was obvious.
What?
I needed to be like everyone else. I needed to be ordinary, to have a set of values which most people recognized as their own.
Material values.
They give you a goal, you see? If you're not very strong, they always give you something new to aim for. They may not be the right values, but they're easy to accommodate yourself to.
What pulled you through the crisis?
I met my husband at the same time. He supported me. I think what he wanted was somebody to care for, somebody who wouldn't be a threat, but... I shouldn't be saying this, should I? Malcolm was very good to me. Found me a job he knew I'd fit into. because I desperately wanted to help people, but not in the abstract, agonizing way of a charity. I wanted to have them in front of me to help them improve their lives, but to see the results. Even if the results were only a bigger company car and another step towards a six-figure salary. Can you understand that?
You're an altruist.
Maybe.
But you're still not happy.
I'm 15 years older than you. Happiness seems a very childish word.
Only if you don't have it.
I've been very lucky. I've been very fortunate. I can't complain.
Thanks for the lunch.
What's the matter?
You are. People like you are the matter. You can do what you like with your life, but you always fall back on excuses. You've got no vision. You've got no principles. You upset me.
Paul, don't. Things probably seem simpler to you, that's all. You haven't any commitment.
Oh, yeah? And I'm young. Don't forget to add that. I'll grow out of it.
I wasn't going
to... I don't work because I don't want to end up like you. Like people like you. That's the only reason.
Paul! Paul!
The latest rise in the bank lending rate to 11% is accompanied by a forecast that inflation could be up to 6% by the end of the year. And a traffic update on that accident at Hammersmith.
It's temporary, in effect.
You mean the effects are not permanent, or effectively it won't last long?
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Look, once the exchange rate stabilises, once the credit boom has been squeezed...
I'll clear away.
Don't interrupt when I'm theorising.
I'll give you a hand.
Well, once all the money that came loose in tax cuts has been ploughed back into savings accounts...
Exactly.
...as I've no doubt you're doing...
Exactly. Mortgage repayment.
Which in turn fuel inflation,
Nick,
which...
can't we just enjoy a meal outside on a lovely autumn evening?
Yeah, it must be a treat for you flat dwellers.
Ah. Well, news for you there.
What? We may not be flat dwellers for long. We're selling up. Well, both of you?
Yes, It's the big one. Nick Goodchild and Karen Smart are proud to announce a joint mortgage.
Well, congratulations, if that's what you say. I think you say sellout. Rubbish.
Buying at the peak, not a very good move.
Just past the peak, Mal. House prices slipped 2% last month.
Oh, did they? Didn't notice.
Look, hold on, Liz. I'll open the doors for you.
I nearly stepped on Nigel.
Sorry, where?
Just under the one side of your right foot. Hello, Grant.
All right, Malcolm.
Here lies a victim of Liz's imagination.
What do you mean? Yes, what do you mean?
Well, I suppose I have nine lives, aren't I, cats? I mean, multiplied by a sixth sense, that should give them 54 chances of not getting their head squashed in a slamming door.
God.
So if it wasn't natural causes, it must have been your lady, mustn't it?
My lady?
Yes, well, I'd call her yours.
My lady?
Yeah?
I never said it was a lady.
What?
Never said to you it was a lady, did I?
Look...
You've heard her, haven't you? You bastard, you've heard her and you haven't let on.
No.
All this time you've been trying to tell me she's in my head. You bastard, Malcolm!
Liz! What's got into you? How do you take a joke?
You asleep or what? You could have killed me.
I don't think so.
You could have scarred me for bloody life.
That's more possible.
You going to apologize?
No.
Well, you certainly know how to bring a dinner party to a close, I'll say that. I mean, what do you imagine they think of you, Nick and Karen?
If they think I'm unbalanced, it's because you've been trying to convince them of it.
For God's sake, I haven't...
You heard the noises all along.
Not all along, lately.
And because you couldn't bear to admit there was anything tarnishing your symbol of attainment, anything that might detract from your investment...
Our investment, as it happens, our bloody investment.
Anything on the more worrying side of dry...
Will you listen to me? I've been working 14 hours a day, haven't I? 6 days a week, I've hardly seen you. Never mind.
How long does it take to say, Liz, there's something wrong with this house, there's something bad here?
I don't know if that's the case. I think I heard. Maybe once, maybe twice. I could have been mistaken.
You heard.
Look, will you shut up? Do you want there to be something here? If we both give in, if we both believe you...
Malcolm, let go of me.
We have to put up some sort of resistance.
Malcolm, let go.
You need willpower.
Quiet.
And you never had it, Liz.
Quiet. Listen.
I'm going upstairs.
It's not just upstairs.
I'm going upstairs.
Stay here. There's nothing to see.
Where are you? What do you think you tell me what?
Here is the news on the 1st of October, 1988. Mr. Gorbachev, General Secretary of the ruling Communist Party, has been elected Chairman of the Presidium of the USSR Supreme...
...music holding in British Petroleum from nearly 22% to not more than 9%.
Trial has begun in Brussels of 26 Liverpool football fans accused of causing the deaths in the Heysel Stadium.
The annual joint meeting of the IMF and the World Bank in West Berlin was held amid large demonstrations and rioting in protest at the policies of the two UN organizations.
Forging the economy, toiling in the white heat of the economic miracle. What are you lazy sods been doing, eh? Putting up the backs of the workers, feed up from the terminal all day. Wasn't for people like me. People like you would be stopping people like me getting the rightful rewards, which is... Thank you. A bottle of Bordeaux Pomerol 78, please. Oi! Do you hear me?
Jeez, what are you going to do to get served in this place?
I mean, look. So, you know, it's the only space in here is on the far side of the bar. We're all kicked to jail out here. And there's one lazy tit on the other side got a couple of acres to stroll away from anyone who even looks as if they need a drink, which is me. Thank you. Yes.
Eye contact. Well, I'm away.
Bottle of Latour Pomerol 78. And don't bother with a glass. I'll take it by the neck. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes, well, clearly. I would have thought an internal memo allaying any fears just for the moment. By the year end, that's only 3 months away. There's an awful lot of records to assess. I'll come back to you with a schedule. Thanks. Bye.
Top secret.
No, what makes you say that?
Rumours.
Never listen to them.
Losses, they say, some of which are inevitable in this climate, but others that may be put down to, shall we say, lack of concentration.
Nick, I'm busy.
So I noticed. Your usual efficiency being channeled to who knows what ends.
Is there anything I can do for you?
How about lunch?
Certainly not.
Only joking. Karen and I, we're really... I never seem to have had the chance, but I'd like to thank you for introducing us.
Me and Malcolm.
Malcolm, yes. That was the other thing.
What was?
He's under a lot of pressure. Yes, I'm sure you realise, of course, and it's impertinent of me to interfere. But on the other hand, he's one of my oldest friends, and he needs a holiday, a break. He needs to get away.
From work?
Certainly from work. Maybe...
From me?
He hasn't asked me to say anything. He'd be horrified, furious. I just thought I'd take a chance. I knew he'd be understanding. A week on a beach somewhere, that's all. He'd come back better. A better person.
If you knew I'd be understanding, what makes you think I'm stopping him?
I'm sure you're not, but I think he needs to be convinced, to be shoved into it.
I've tried. I've been trying for a while.
Ah, what does he say?
Money. Money is a problem.
That's crazy.
Not as crazy as you'd think, with our repayments going up every month. It's not the heart of his objection.
Well, what is?
Taking a break would be giving in. Capitulating. Admitting...
What?
Weakness. The house...
Is it really...
Oh, yes, it's really... It's really, really... But he won't have it exorcised. He must fight it, whatever it is.
Sell the place.
He won't.
Then you do it. Don't tell him. Put it on the market.
The market's falling, Nick. Houses that size are a liability.
If you drop far enough...
If we drop far enough, we can't repay the loan.
Malcolm needs you. He may not show it, but he...
I'm doing what I can.
Yes, I'm sure.
on there?
What?
House is empty. Door isn't going to open by itself.
Who do you want?
Liz. I'm looking for Liz.
Ah, Mrs. Jennings. I think you mean my wife.
I had a message for her.
Well, she's busy at work right now. These days she's up to her eyes. Doesn't get home till all hours. Personnel, you know, very important. Dealing with people. Now, why don't you give me your message?
I'd rather tell her direct.
No, well, I don't think you've grasped the situation. You'd be lucky to catch her. She's back at midnight, up at six. Now, if it's urgent, I'll pass it on.
I wanted to apologize.
Wanted to apologize, okay. Got it. And just in case she's got a lot of young men wanting to apologize to her, you are... Your name is...
Paul. I'm Paul.
Fair enough, Paul. No problem. Message understood. Now, the hell is a half-assed little runt like you got to apologize for?
Let go of my jacket.
Oh, Giorgio Armani going to come around and complain, is he?
I always knew you'd be a pig.
Oh, did you? Well, you chose the wrong animal, Paul. Try Rottweiler.
That's okay. They're not coming here. You can beat me to a pulp.
I wouldn't spoil the paintwork on the door. Now, get out of here. Get off of my property.
That's what I was trying to do. Tell you what, though. Abuse the lower orders while you can. You won't always have the police behind you.
What do you want about?
Well, they're closing the station. Hadn't you heard? Must be getting too dangerous for them.
Who was he then?
Paul. He told you, didn't he?
Paul is just a name. I want to know what relation the scruffy little bastard has to you.
He did some work for me.
Oh, did he? Really? What sort of work would that be?
None of your business.
It bloody is my business, you bitch.
I told you, Malcolm, if you lay a hand on me again...
Okay, it's none of my business. You want to screw around, you screw around. Dangerous practice these days, that's all. Where are you going?
To bed. I'm tired. By the way, I was reading about the police station in the local paper. Apparently it's being rationalised. I think we should have the windows barred down here. Anything else for the dishwasher? I've got to be in the office early tomorrow.
Oh?
Another couple of weeks and the pressure will be off.
Off you, you mean?
I'm going up. Don't make too much noise. What is it?
Well, in the first place, my... Dearest Liz, do you honestly think, do you really imagine that with the number of rooms in this house, I'm going to sleep in the same bed as you? I've got more respect for myself. I've got my future to think about. I've got my health.
Whatever you like.
And in the second place, who is it that makes the noise here? Isn't me, isn't you. Must be your very good lady friend.
Good night, Malcolm.
Don't come looking for me if you're scared.
Good night, Malcolm.
Bitch. Liz? Liz, it's you, isn't it? Oh, no. Go away. Leave us alone. I won't have you here. This is my house.
The Iran-Contra trial has opened, but proceedings have been delayed by government concern that it will prejudice national security.
Share prices suffered their strongest setback of 1989, with the FT 100 index closing down 25.6 points at 2044 points.
According to the Bank of England, the city's gilt-edged market makers have lost around £190 million in little more than 2 years since Big Bang.
In Czechoslovakia, playwright and leading dissident Václav Havel has been imprisoned for 9 months for anti-state activity.
The fall on Wall Street, brought about by inflation fears, hit the London market, causing the pound and shares to drop sharply. The FT 100 index plunged 27.3 to 2003.7.
Why? I just want to know, that's all. Mal, you look terrible. How much are you drinking?
Forget it. Anyone will tell me.
No, they won't. That information is classified. Need to know. Not want to know, need to know. I need to know the details of the mergers. We're funding. It's part of my job. It isn't part of yours.
Look, when we put together presentations...
But we're not putting one together now, Mal. So what are you up to? Look, do you know what they're planning here? The board? A streamlining exercise. A leaner, fitter Marston Lassiter. They want 50 employees gone. You have to know that. It's what Liz is collaborating on.
We don't talk about work.
Well, naturally, they want to do it as cheap as possible, so someone's got to figure out the most cost-efficient redundancies. But if they can avoid redundancies altogether... You see what I'm saying? Round here right now, you could get sacked for farting.
Right, I'll see you lunchtime.
Wait a minute. You want to play the market, that's your business. You want to use insider information to do it, you're treading a very hazardous path. Do you need money that badly?
I'm 35. If they let me go here, I might not get another staff. Nothing that'd pay. Pay what I need. One lump sum, I can sort out my life.
Okay, here's the code. No, memorize it. And wait till no one's around.
All the major relief agencies have asked for international aid to fight the famine disaster. And the weather, continuing dry and mild, 10 degrees centigrade, 50 Fahrenheit. Now, from 20 years ago, here are the Rolling Stones.
Commenting on army advertisements to attract jobless city whiz kids, points out that many would have to reach the rank of field marshal to match their previous salaries. Still on the financial side, much editorial space is devoted to the Walgrave International merger, with some speculation about a reverse takeover. Sources in the city expect an announcement early next week after the quarterly...
Going out?
Uh-huh.
Where?
None of your business. The office. Aren't you working Saturdays?
No, I've finished the project.
Well, lady of leisure, you can go and see your boyfriend.
Listen, Malcolm. This is no way to carry on.
Well, you should have thought of that before, shouldn't you?
Paul is not my boyfriend. He's somebody I was trying to help. Probably I was misguided.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
Of course it matters. It means I haven't done anything wrong.
Except hide from me. Hide what you were doing here, and of course at work.
Look, if you want to know...
Hide yourself. You hide yourself. You can't show yourself to me. You can't talk to me. We have nothing in common anymore.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. The real truth is that we never had anything in common. I needed you to prove something about myself, that I could be tender, that I could be kind. You needed me to put you on your feet again. Well, the experiment's over, and whether it's failed or whether it's been a success, I don't see any point in continuing with it.
Malcolm...
Stay away from me.
What are you saying? That you want to separate?
Do you think we can?
I don't want to, but I don't see why not. We don't have any children.
No, but we have joint responsibilities, financial responsibilities, until we can discharge those. I'm going.
There'll be no one in at the office today.
That's right. That's exactly why I'm going.
Interim, the new statesman, we bring to an end our review of the weeklies.
I'm sorry. I know you came around. I've been very busy.
Well, you would be, wouldn't you? Person of your importance.
Don't start that. I wanted to check if you were all right.
Of course I am. Look all right, don't I? Don't I, Billy?
Why did you come to the house?
At in Arcadia Ego.
Sorry?
I too am in Arcady. Name of your house? I wanted to see inside.
At in Arcadia Ego.
I'm leaving, Liz. I've had enough of here. That's what I came round to say.
I see. Where are you going?
Dunno. It doesn't matter. Somewhere new. Not London. Maybe not England.
When?
Now. I was only waiting to tell you.
that was kind of you. That was thoughtful.
Oh, really? Because I wanted you to come.
How do you mean?
I wanted you to come away with me.
Well,
the last time we met, I was very unpleasant. It was because I care about you. I want to look after you. But you don't think I'm capable?
Paul, it's not that.
Yeah, forget it. Forget I said anything.
Paul, listen to me. I care about you as well. I like you a lot. But you were right about me. I don't have the nerve to venture off into the unknown.
So you're going to stay here? With that animal?
I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But I have to stick with what I know, right? I can't change my life again.
You're choiceless. Bye.
Jennings, what are you doing here?
I'm
under instructions to allow no one in the dealing room this weekend.
Yes, but
I shall have to report this. It's a serious breach of security.
Look, Harry, I'd make it worth your while.
Oh, Mr. Jennings, now you really shouldn't have said that. First thing Monday morning, this will be in front of the managing director.
But you think it was a serious offer to go away with him?
Yes.
You must have been flattered.
No. For a split second, I was torn. I was fond of him. The idea of running away, leaving everything, was ridiculous. Undignified. I hope he'll be all right.
He was all right before he met you, wasn't he? Young lad, fancy free. You might live to regret that decision. How's Malcolm?
In at work. We were talking this morning. He wants to split up.
Really? I think you should.
Do you?
Well, it's hardly a secret, is it? I never thought he was the right man for you. And if you're not getting on...
Problem is, it's not as easy as that. Unless we can pay off the mortgage here, neither of us can move elsewhere. We can't sell it, not the way the market is.
It can't drop forever.
I don't know. In a way, it would serve us right if it did. The wages of greed, of materialism.
Oh, don't say that, Liz. The way I'm heading.
No. You and Nick are happy, aren't you?
Yes. Very. We've got an offer in on a place. I suppose... Liz, I feel terrible asking this. It's taking advantage of a friendship, but... I suppose Nick's job's safe, isn't it? Well, you'd know, wouldn't you?
It's safe. Malcolm's too, if he'd let me tell him. Maybe that'll pull us through when he finds out. Perhaps it's only his insecurity, I don't know. Why don't you come in for a coffee or something?
No, I'd better get back. Dinner party tonight. Just thought I'd drive over for a stroll. You don't mind being in the house on your own, do you?
No, why?
Well, the noises.
I hardly hear them there. They seem to affect Malcolm more.
And you never found out who they were?
No, but it somehow seems less important. I suppose I've been so busy at work. Anyway, whoever they are, they're dead and buried. Restfully or not. See you soon, Karen.
Hope so.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. What is it? Behind the window. Don't turn, don't move.
What? Let me see.
No, it might go.
But what?
An old man in a dressing gown. quick dressing now. Looking out. So unhappy.
He is.
I'm behind him. With someone else.
Let me see.
No.
Liz, there's nothing there.
You frightened them.
It's all right.
Go away.
What?
Go away. Get up. Now, Karen, go. I have to look.
Liz, leave me alone.
Where are you? I'm coming. I'm coming to find you. Now, in there is the living room. You start at the top of the house, and now you're finally down here. I'm going to open the door. Can you hear me? Can you sense me? I want to meet you. I'm opening the door. Don't be scared. Where are you? Aren't you here?
It plunged £40 million on fears of a renewed Wall Street panic, but recovered sharply after U.S. investors unexpectedly drove New York share prices up instead of down.
Paul. Where are you? Where is he, Billy? Do you know? Do you know where he is? The boy, the young man used to sit here. Has he gone? Do you know where he lives? Where I can find him? At least tell him something. The ghosts in the house. The ghosts are us. Me. My husband. My husband and me.
Walter as Liz and Michael Kitchen as Malcolm. Jan Winters was Karen, Ben Onwukwe was Nick, and Terence Wright was Paul. Terence Edmund played Billy and Harry. James Green, James Simmons, Jimmy Powell, Bert Usher, and Adua Ando played other parts. The music was composed and performed by Wilfredo Acosta. Production was by Wilfredo Acosta, Charlotte Hume, and Susan Masters. The director was Ned Shiloh.